Hey, podcasting softly listeners, I don't know what they're putting in the water over there in Germany, but whatever it's doing, it's creating some really, really, really awesome filmmakers. And we get to talk to a couple of them tonight, my guests, Ezra Tsagaya and Nicholas Attacco. They're the they're the creative team behind this wonderful movie. It's called Skins Creepers. To give you a little bit of an insight, folks, two unsuccessful filmmakers want to make a porno, but everything goes wrong when the leading lady is possessed by a demon. This is an incredible little movie. Very happy to have you, Ezra and Nicholas, on Podcasting Softly. Welcome, boys.
Hello. Thank you very much
for having us. Yes.
All right, so I guess Ezra, let's start with you, mate, because you're the kind of the mastermind behind this one. No offense to you, Nicholas, you're a very handsome and powerful man too. But let's
thank you very much.
Let's start with Ezra.
Thank you very much,
Ezra. You your background, I'm led to believe, was doing storyboard work. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I came from storyboard and illustration, children illustration, animation, and some kinds of this. He's a real artist, I can say.
Right, right. And so you really, you've always wanted to make movies?
Yes, we both make, I think, four short movies.
Yes, actually, Ezra and me, like Nicholas, hello.
Yes.
We worked on many short movies before, and we got used to it to work together, and we have a good energy, and we love it.
Right.
So yes.
And what is your favorite films?
Now or in the past?
No, that inspired you to want to work in the business. What films inspired you?
I think the movies from the 80s, like Poltergeist or American Werewolf in London or something like that.
Right, right. And so mainly horror films?
Yes, I think horror film is my
passion.
Passion, yes. Yes.
Right.
He loves horror movies.
Loves horror movies? Oh, that's fantastic. So this story, Skin Creepers, is apparently based on a true story. How did you hear about the story and what inspired you to want to make a film about it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's not 100% true. I read the newspaper and I like it.
Right.
So I made the movie.
Right. So you read it in the newspaper and you thought, hey, that might make a good movie, and off you went to make the movie. So how long did it take to write the script and get everything, to get the cast together, that kind of thing?
I think the script took 1 year.
A year?
And to shoot, I think 6 weeks.
And to find the cast, the characters, like me.
Right, right.
It was very quickly.
Right.
He called me and he said, Nicholas, I have a movie,
right,
a script. What do you think about it? I said, of course, I'm on board.
That's fantastic. So Ezra, like going from being a storyboard artist and all that to directing, was that a big leap for you?
No, because I made a lot of animation movies.
Okay, right.
It was a good school to learn to make a movie.
Yes. And did you find it easier directing actors than doing animation?
Again, please.
Did you find it much easier directing live action than doing animation?
No, I think was it easier for you or more difficult, like, to make a real movie than if you compare it to an animation movie?
Yes, I think to work with the cast is the part. When I make animation at home, it's easier because you are alone and you can make what you want.
Right.
But when you work with actors
like me, it's more difficult because they don't do what you say. No, it's not true. We all did what you said.
Right, right. That's fantastic. And so you've been around the festival circuit a lot with your Skin Creepers.
Yes, it was great.
Yeah,
oh, many festivals. Yeah, India in England,
India as well. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
so, we were in India.
So,
wow.
So it's been a bit of a whirlwind tour for you.
Hopefully, let's see.
Next stop Hollywood. Yeah.
Yes, next stop Hollywood.
Of course.
Yeah. Because they'll see this film.
Then maybe it works.
they will see this film, Ezra, and say, "This man is a genius. Why isn't he working for us?"
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. We work on it.
Yeah.
We work on it, yes.
So next time I hear your name, you'll be directing a Marvel movie or something like that.
It's a Disney movie, I think. You know?
A Disney movie.
Pocahontas 4. Everything is
Disney
now.
Mate, we'll all be working for Disney pretty soon.
Exactly.
Yeah. I knew I should have bought shit.
But he's working on a new movie, so let's see what happens next.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, Nicholas, let's have a chat to you, mate. I know you're sitting there in the background waiting for your chance to talk.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mate, how did you come to your profession, mate? An actor. You always wanted to be an actor?
Yes, I always wanted to be an actor. And actually, my mother is an actress as well and a director.
Fantastic.
So I started when I was very little.
Right.
I started when I was little. And
so you grew...
Many movies, many series.
Right, so you grew up with it. You've grown up with it.
Yes, I grew up with it. And after school, I went also to an actor school. And like theater, movies, series, audiobooks, dubbing. We have here in Germany, dubbing is a huge market.
Yes.
Because every international movie is dubbed.
So
that also, for us actors, it's amazing. Because, sometimes you have a lot of work, for making movies in front of the camera, and sometimes not. So dubbing you have every day, and we're in a huge market in Germany, and a good job.
Right.
So you can survive to be being an actor, and you can survive if you have dubbing.
Have you ever dubbed an Australian movie?
I don't think so, but for example, right now I was dubbing in Rocket Man, Brody Toppin, and and yesterday the movie came out right now. I'm like the musician, the main character. So King
cool.
Kong, Tintin. Yeah,
that's
I was
cool.
The Tintin. I'm the German Tintin, from the Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh right, well there you go. There you go.
Yeah, man. For example.
If they ever let me make a movie, Nicholas, I'll give you a call. So you can you can dub.
I'm going to be your German voice.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you will be my you will be the German me, essentially.
Yes, of course.
That'll be fun.
I would love to.
That'll be fun.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
How do you think you'd go playing me in German, do you reckon? How do you think you would play me in German? What would I sound like in German, do you think?
You in German?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. Say like a sentence like, "Hi Nick, I would love to come to Berlin," for example, in English, and I will dub you.
Okay, all right, here we go. Here we go, folks. This is what I would sound like to German film audiences. Okay, ready? Here we go. G'day, how's it going? I'd love to come to Berlin.
Hey, Alter, ich würde so gerne nach Berlin kommen.
That's fantastic.
So, that was the German voice.
That's fantastic. I've never been dubbed in another language. Yeah. This is a first, listeners.
Exactly.
This is a first. I've now been internationally translated, and I feel fantastic. Anyway, boys, let's talk some more about Skin Creepers. This was an incredible little movie. I really, really enjoyed watching it. Thank you very much for selecting me to be a part of this. I've got to say, I laughed a lot during this movie. I thought it was hilarious.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was very funny. I love the cocaine line.
Yes.
I love
the longest cocaine line in movie history.
I love that. It's just like, that's, and he just turns and looks at him and goes, "That's a long line," you know?
It is.
That's fantastic.
I can say it is.
So this was, it says in the press release, most of the actors were unknown actors.
What?
But no, that's what it says in the press release. It says a largely unknown cast of German actors. So, but I'm gathering that that's probably, you know, obviously in Germany you are very well known. Is that true?
Yeah, so. Some people know us, some people doesn't, but that's fine, you know, it's okay.
Right. So, you can still walk down the street. Sorry? You can still not walk down the street and not be harassed.
Yeah, I can, but sometimes, you know, I'm also presenting for Disney Channel. I have, like, some shows for Disney Channel, and so sometimes, like, some children or mothers recognize me.
That's fantastic.
That's very funny. But last week, actually, someone said, I think I know you. And I was like, I thought he knows my Disney show. And I asked, yeah, maybe you know my Disney show. And he said, no. You know what? I have to Google you. I said, okay. And then he said, I saw Skin Creepers on Amazon Prime. I recognize you. I love that movie. And I said, oh, thank you. So, it was... First time, actually, that someone recognized me on Skin Creepers.
I was.
That's very funny.
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, mate. Nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, I have that problem every time, too, when I go to the supermarket and people look at me and they say, hey, what's your name again? And I tell them and they go, no, you're not who I thought you were. you know. They're very disappointed because they thought I was like Hugh Jackman or someone like that. But yes, I'm very sexy in real life. Trust me. I'm not as handsome as you are, Nicholas. But I'm getting there.
Oh, come on! If you look like Hugh Jackman, you are even more handsome.
That's fantastic. So the making of the movie, how long were you in production on Skin Creepers? Was it a long shoot?
6 weeks, I think. And
6 weeks?
And the post-production take 1 year.
One year.
Yeah, right. It was a long time.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of very good special effects in the film. Considering it's an independent movie, usually independent movies are noted for not having great... effects, but this had really cutting edge effects. Who did all your special effects?
For the FX, like the mask and some, the shapeshifters FX company.
Right.
And from Klaus Grusner and Sarah Javas.
Right.
They did, and then they make a great work. And the CGI effects were the two man team. It was Nico and me.
Right.
Yeah, when we sit at home and make a month until down the ethics. But it's always difficult, you know, if you have not really, if your budget is very small, like a special effect to do, to work on it, it takes a lot of time, and especially if you don't have really money.
Yeah.
So that's why it took a year, I think.
Yeah, but there's a lot of technology that is available today that wasn't available to filmmakers in the past. Has the modern, let's say, innovations...
Has changed a lot.
Right. Has the modern innovations has really opened it up for filmmakers there in Germany, independent filmmakers in Germany?
Of course. Yes.
A lot of independent...
Of course. I mean, you know, like 10 years ago or 15 years ago, we could not do a movie like that, actually.
Right.
Because, for us, from the independent, no low-budget movies, for us, the technological, revolution is amazing because it's easier and easier to make, like, good stuff and good movies with no money, actually, because it doesn't cost so much anymore.
That's right.
I heard about it, yes.
You know, but because we all know, being all film lovers, we know that sometimes it doesn't matter if it's a $100 million movie or $100,000 movie. If it's a good story,
it works. And maybe it works even better. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't always need hundreds of millions of dollars, even though it doesn't really hurt. You know, because you can get really good catering with hundreds of millions of dollars, can't you?
And the catering, the catering on the movie is the most important thing.
You got to keep them.
Special to donate the money.
What was the catering like on Skin Creepers? What sort of did you have some nice food?
We had like some junk food, fast food. It was very mixed. And sometimes someone cooked for us. So,
oh, that's nice.
But it was good.
So Ezra wasn't just.
We were not really paid. We were not really paid, but we were paid. We got our salary was the food.
Oh, that's good. Was the booze?
Our salary was the food. Yeah.
Oh, the food. I thought you said booze, like alcohol.
The food, yeah, the food to eat.
Oh, the food. Oh, that's all right. I thought you meant alcohol, and I was like that. That's enough.
Yeah, alcohol, some beers after shooting, and some
it's
vodka.
Just like,
or
it's just like
we drank
a lot,
actually.
We
drank a lot. It makes so much fun to shoot this movie. You can't imagine. It makes so much fun. We were like a really small team, but we enjoyed it and we liked it, and it was a really, really, really cool time, actually.
No, it looks like it was a lot of fun to make, mate. It looks like. You know, I don't know if you're the same, but when I watch movies and it's fun to watch, I imagine that it's fun to shoot. So this one was really fun to shoot, bro.
We were laughing the whole time. It was so funny.
That's great. That scene in the erotic scene in the warehouse. What was that like? Was that probably like a really were people struggling to like keep a straight face? I can imagine that shooting like things like that are kind of like it's hard to stay serious.
You mean the erotic scene in the warehouse?
Yeah, yeah.
But we didn't understand your question, I think.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know how you're trying to be serious, like you're trying to act and all that sort of thing, but the situation is really the situation is very unusual, so it's kind of difficult, and people like keep cracking up, you know, having a laugh every now and again.
Yes. But you think it's unusual?
Yeah.
The situation in the warehouse with the prostitutes, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Of course, it is unusual.
Yeah, I know, mate. I was about to say I've never been in a warehouse alone with prostitutes, at least not.
Yeah.
You know.
But you also have never like a long line like cocaine.
When I do cocaine, it's a much shorter line than that.
Much shorter, and I guess it's much cheaper.
Yeah, because I don't have that sort of money enough to have lines of cocaine like that.
Yeah.
If
they're not Pablo Escobar.
You fellas are killing me. Look, Look, this is a fantastic movie. In the press release, says that the hope was that this would revolutionise horror cinema in Germany. Do you really hope that? Do you think that a lot of other filmmakers who want to make horror films in Germany will see this and hopefully be inspired to make the films they want to make?
Yes, of course. We hope that first that many people watch our movie, of course, and then maybe inspire them to shoot also horror movies. Because the horror movie market in Germany is quite small, isn't it?
But they are a good independent horror movie. You know German angst?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Yeah, there are some good movies, actually, right now.
Yeah.
But it's a very small market, so we're not many here in Germany.
Right, yeah. So it's... You're kind of like pioneers in a lot of ways for modern German horror films.
I would say Ezra is kind of a pioneer,
I would say.
I don't know if you agree, Ezra, but he's laughing.
Well, who knows? In like 30 years, we might be talking about Ezra like, you know, Fritz Lang.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so too.
If I'm still around, don't forget me, and maybe you'll give me another interview when you become very famous.
Of course.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Of course. Because you know what? I don't know. For me, it's my first podcast interview, actually. I get some interviews for, like, television and radio and stuff, but never for a podcast.
Oh, well,
so,
there you go.
You know, you are my first time, you know.
Good. Oh, that's... Well, I hope you're enjoying yourself, are you?
Of course. I will never forget you, you know?
Oh, well, this will be fantastic. So we'll all go down in history together.
We'll all have to
meet up one day when we become like historical filmmaking giants and have a Heineken.
Yeah, we will. In Berlin, of course.
In Berlin.
Or Australia.
Right. Well, you can come over here if you want. We have all right sort of beer. It's not as good as German beer, but it's...
I know. Your beer is not bad as well. But of course, I prefer German beer. And we have so many different kind of beers here.
I know. So,
I think you will enjoy it.
I'm actually...
And Berlin is a fantastic, awesome city. So anyway, you should come. And if you come, give us a call and we drink a beer together.
We will all certainly do that. I'm a big fan of Hoegaarden.
Of what? Sorry?
Hoegaarden, the beer. Hoegaarden.
Ah, yeah. But it's one of hundreds of different beers.
I know.
Beers we
have we'll have to go around every pub and stop at each one for a different beer.
That's a really good idea. We gotta do it.
We'll just have to make sure there's an ambulance at the end of the last one, eh?
Yeah.
To carry us home or to hospital.
The hospital sometimes is better than a hostel here in Berlin, so,
right.
Better to sleep at a hospital than in a hostel. We have really nice hospitals here in Berlin as well.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I totally agree with you. Anyway, boys, it's been wonderful to talk to you. Skin Creepers, it's an award-winning film from Ezra. What? How do you pronounce your last name again, Ezra?
Sagaya.
Sorry. Yeah. I've got an Australian accent. Ezra, it's an award-winning film from Ezra Sagaya, starring the beautiful and powerful Nicholas Otako. It's streaming now. It's streaming now on Amazon Prime, and I really urge all you wonderful listeners out there to get out there and check out Skins Creepers. It's a wonderful, wonderful German horror film, and my guests tonight are two of the visionaries, future legends, behind the film, Nicholas and Ezra. Thank you for being my guest on Podcasting Them Softly.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure for us. Thank you.
It's fantastic. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you boys another time.
Yes, and we see each other in Berlin.
We will. All right, mate.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye,
thank
mate.
You.
See you later.